Let's continue our look now at last night's State of the State address, as we're joined now by State Representative Tim Grimmel, who's the Democratic leader in the state House. Welcome.
Thanks, Cindy. It's great to be on the show.
Good to have you, Representative. Obviously, we know you come from a different party than the governor, and we know there was so much that happened at the end of last year to cause bitterness amongst Democratic ranks. Our question is there anything that Rick Snyder talked about in last night's speech that you think you could work with him on?
He mentioned a few things that I think are potential areas where we could hopefully find common ground with the governor. One of them is his proposal to allow people to register to vote online instead of having to go to a clerk's office in person. We think that makes a lot of sense. In fact, we've been proposing that for years. I introduced a bill just last term to do that, and I believe that a Democratic senator introduced a bill to do that in the past couple of days. So that's something that Democrats have long been talking about, and we're excited to hear that the governor is interested in pursuing it. The other areas where I think there's a lot of promise to work together, he mentioned the need to invest more in making mental health care accessible and affordable. We think that's very important, especially in light of some of these tragic shootings that we've seen that might have been prevented had people had more access to health care. So certainly those are a couple areas. The other is early childhood education. That's another area that we have been talking about for a long time as Democrats. And, of course, we know that investing in quality early childhood education actually saves the state money in the long run, because young people who receive that quality early childhood education are much less likely to end up on welfare or in prison, and much less likely to need remedial or special education in school.
Of course, the centerpiece, Representative, was the transportation issue and transportation funding. And it struck me, here you had a Republican governor standing in front of everybody talking about raising taxes as an investment, which for the future, which strikes me as something that should kind of warm Democrat hearts.
Well, you know, let's be clear, Democrats are not necessarily keen on raising taxes, especially when those taxes hit middle class and working families in our state. And that's actually been one of our big concerns with what the governor has done over the past 2 years, is that the governor, together with legislative Republicans, dramatically slashed taxes for big corporations in the state and paid for it through cuts to education and by raising taxes on middle class and working families. We think that's the wrong direction to go in, and we've been very concerned with the lack of tax fairness and equity under the governor's agenda the past 2 years. And if his proposal for funding roads is just more of the same, piling more financial burden on top of middle-class families in the state that are already overburdened, we have very, very serious concerns about that. Now, having said that, the governor was very light on details about exactly where this revenue is going to come from. Just as he was light on details on a number of other matters, including early childhood education and mental health care. So, you know, we are eagerly awaiting some more specific policy proposals from the governor. But we will be evaluating any road funding proposal based largely on this criterion of how does it impact middle-class families that are already struggling in a difficult economy and under large tax burdens that the Republican legislature and the governor imposed on them.
And in fact, it seems that the governor kind of turfed it right back to the legislature, saying, I look to the legislature for the details on putting this together. And considering, you know, clearly sour feelings left over from lame duck, how likely is that to happen as far as a sense of cooperation and working together?
You know, the bottom line is that Democrats in the state House have always stood ready to work in a bipartisan way with the governor and with legislative Republicans. Last term, we repeatedly offered suggestions and proposed solutions. Unfortunately, the governor virtually never took us up on any of those suggestions, and he almost never reached out to us. And so we're certainly skeptical about whether the governor really has turned over a new leaf. The proof will be in the pudding. It's easy to pay lip service to bipartisanship, but are his actions actually going to back that up? But, you know, we stand ready and willing and eager to work together in a bipartisan way to move our state forward, and we'll have to see whether or not the Republicans show that same willingness. Certainly, the events of last December, where the governor, after saying for over 2 years that so-called right-to-work legislation was too extreme for our state, then did an about-face and became its champion and rammed it through in the waning days of the lame duck session, with the Republicans in the legislature suspending the normal rules to avoid committee hearings and to prevent the public from having an opportunity to be heard on the matter, gives us great pause in terms of our ability to trust the governor. But we're willing to try to stay open-minded and at least open up dialogue with the governor. But again, the past 2 years have not given us much reason to trust in the governor and trust in his rhetoric about bipartisanship.
Representative Grimal, it's interesting, and it's been noted widely this morning that the three words right to work never made it into last night's speech. Was there anything Rick Snyder could have or should have said in last night's speech to help move things forward, to help heal?
It's one of those things that I don't know that there's anything that the governor could have said that would have made everything all right. Mm. You know, it was just weeks ago that he pushed this terrible policy that we know, based on the experience in other states, lowers wages and guts benefits for all workers, union and non-union employees. And it's a bad policy. It's bad economic policy. The governor's actions were pure politics. And that's unfortunate. It's also interesting, though, that the governor doesn't want to bring it up. In some ways, I think he's backing away from it because he's probably rightfully ashamed of what he did in December. But obviously, we're not dumb. The people of Michigan aren't dumb. We're not going to forget what happened just a few weeks ago. And the key question isn't about what the governor says or doesn't say. The key question is going to be, what does the governor actually do to demonstrate bipartisanship and to show for a change that he's actually concerned about middle-class families in the state?
Let me ask you this, Representative. Could you give us some sense of the Democratic agenda for 2013? Not necessarily just themes, but really, are there proposals or initiatives that we will see coming from your party?
No. Well, I think you will see a number of detailed proposals coming from our side of the aisle. We just announced 2 days ago that we will be embarking on a listening tour throughout the state to hear the specific concerns of Michigan residents from Menominee to Monroe. And we're going to want to hear, first of all, how the policies of the past 2 years have impacted families. We suspect that's mostly for the worse, but there may be some positives there too, and we look forward to hearing both the positives and the negatives from folks. And then more importantly, we want to hear from Michigan residents what solutions they think will actually improve the quality of life for them and their families. And based on the feedback of that listening tour over the next couple of months, we will be developing some specific proposals. I can tell you right now that our caucus unanimously feels very strongly that we need to be investing more in education, that that's the real key to our state's economic future, is investing in education at all levels, K through 12, certainly at the college and university level, and early childhood education. And while the governor has paid some lip service to education, he has dramatically cut funding for education at all levels. K through 12 schools have seen this governor and Republican legislature's policies cut hundreds of dollars per student from their budgets. We've seen dramatic and draconian cuts to university funding. We know that those policies are bad for Michigan, that they're compromising our economic future, and we need to see a reversal in those policies on the part of this governor and this legislature. So we're going to be fighting very hard for increased funding for our schools.
Representative Tim Grimal, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on the show.